Well, a happy St. Patrick's Day. Our pal Mike Mahoney, Channel 9, KMBC, will be here just after 8 o'clock on KCMO Talk Radio. So what do you think? You want to give a pay raise to your Kansas lawmakers? Is it time to let them get a raise? I know some of you might be screaming, no, screw them, they're worthless politicians. Let me give you a different way to think about this, because I'm actually on board with this to a degree. I think it is time to give them a raise, not because I think that they're doing a great job, not because I think that they're incredibly useful. For the most part, they aren't. But look at the numbers here. So, and this comes after yesterday, the Kansas House approved a bill that would place an independent commission in control of pay for members of the legislature. Right now, pay for state lawmakers is $88.66 a day. And that number has not increased for a very, very long time. It still has to go to the Senate. And if it's approved, a commission of citizens and former lawmakers would study legislative compensation and issue its first recommendation on compensation levels in 2025. Is that the most government thing that you've ever heard, by the way? We're going to have a commission that's going to take 2 years to figure out whether or not we should give you guys a pay raise. Why does that take 2 years? Help me with that. But anyway.
They'll come to the conclusion then that the pay is retroactive.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Like, come on.
The pay is retroactive.
Just make the decision. Now.
Make a decision. Yeah, please. Now start it next year and let's all move on. 2 years for a commission to study what exactly it's going to mean and whether or not they should get a pay raise. Here's why, and I have plenty of friends in the legislature who are of this ilk, and I'm not knocking them for being in the legislature and having this background. But let's be honest, who ends up running for state legislature in Kansas oftentimes? Not all of them, but oftentimes. People who are retired and bored. Now, I think a lot of them do it for the right reasons. They want to give back. They want to share their lifelong experiences and use their expertise to further good policy and strong policy for Kansans today and for Kansans of the future, their children and their grandchildren. I think that they do it for the right reasons, a lot of them. But the people who are most interested and those who are most willing and most able to run for office at the state level are those who are kind of looking for a retirement project. That's a fact. Or the other folks are those who are lawyers who can have the flexibility in their schedule to go serve constituents of their district, you know, where they can be in the law firm, but they're allowed to take a few months off. And by the way, wink, wink, nod, nod, there's value for the law firm in having somebody down there in one of our state capitals, and it kind of all works out for everybody. Whether it's today or tomorrow, when they're out of office, you know, there's a win-win here for a lot of folks. That's just the reality. If you want to make politics more diverse when it comes to age, I don't care, you know, white, black, Asian, Latino, the best people, but when you want to have, and if you want to have more representation from different age groups and different generations, then you've got to increase the pay to some degree, because if not, it's only going to be older people who have time and who can afford it. You know, a lot of these folks end up, crashing in Topeka. They're whatever. They got some rent there. They're sharing rooms with people, because there are some late nights, not going to drive home. There are expenses around that. When you factor it all together, it's not really anywhere close to any kind of substantial money. So, like, I know we've got a couple of younger lawmakers, Republicans, by the way, in Johnson County, who are parents, who are there for the right reasons, and that's great, but man, that's a lift. And if we want more of that, and we should want more of that, we should want quality parents of young children willing to run for office and help pass solid legislation in our state. I mean, we should want that. Then you got to give them some kind of a bump here. So here are some numbers, too, I was digging up and finding, and I thought this is a great example of also why you want to do this. The latest numbers that I found were from 2016. 66% of the Kansas legislature were baby boomers in 2016, compared to being just 29% of the state population. They more than doubled their percentage in the legislature of what they are as the state population. On top of that, only about 22% of lawmakers were millennials or Gen Xers, and they're about 50% of the population. So they're represented at less than half of what they actually are in the population in this state. So if getting some more money to legislatures is something that allows people of various generations to run for office at the state level and try to make a legitimate impact in the state, in their communities, and give some perspective for those of us who are younger, who do have kids who are either going through or getting ready to go through the school systems and are living through with our families what the state is passing, that makes all the sense in the world to me. And this notion of, well, you know, it's going to bust the budget. Trust me, I'll find you 15 other things that a state government wastes an enormous amount of money on that will make a much bigger difference in this budget than giving lawmakers a raise. It's really actually not a big ticket. I'm telling you, we could go through that budget in 5 minutes and find things, half a dozen to a dozen things that are far more wasteful and cost far more money than an increase to pay for state lawmakers.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Now, I understand some of you may be saying, well, Pete, if they're wealthy, why do they need a bigger check? Well, it's more about getting other people potentially interested and getting them encouraged to run for office. And if you're saying, well, you know, if you're only motivated by money, you shouldn't be in politics. It's not about being motivated by money, because I'm seeing that on the text line here at 816-576-7710. It's not about being motivated by money, but you also can't get into politics if you're a parent and you've got kids, and you're trying to do this whole thing in Topeka as well. You can't get involved in politics if it's also going to potentially cost you money. When you factor in the hourly rate that some of these politicians end up making at, what, $88.66 a day, and trust me, there's a lot of time when they're sitting around doing nothing, but there are some times when they're on the floor 10, 12, 15 hours a day. You know, you're talking about below minimum wage. The only argument I'm making is, you've got to entice people with more than minimum wage to run for office. It's not a place to get rich. It should not be a place to get rich. And it won't be a place to get rich. But it can't be something that is taking time away from the family. It can't be something that is taking time away from your own endeavors and your own, you know, desires and dreams. And then also be something that not only maybe isn't making you money, but is potentially costing you money. And that's where we find ourselves right now. So it's not about big or small government. It's, do you want the best people across multiple generations getting involved in politics? And by the way, if you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, you should desperately want this. Because you and I both know that younger voters are a place that we have a bigger problem right now. And in getting them involved and having them be faces and brands and ambassadors of the movement in state politics is a good thing, and we should want more of that. So even if you're a small C conservative and you want limited government, you should also want people that will help attract that next generation. And this is one way to go about doing it. And it's not going to be a big ticket, I promise. It will not be a big ticket. 5767710. But make the case, please. Make the case against it. I'm here for you at 5767710. On why maybe you don't want Kansas lawmakers to get any kind of a pay raise beyond their $88.66 a day. But I'm looking at it from a bigger picture perspective. I'm thinking, okay, what is in the best interest of the future of the state in getting people across the generational spectrum to get involved here, John?
At the pay rate, and I'm saying 8-hour day.
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Still 11 bucks.
10, 11 bucks an hour,
but
yeah.
We got people out there pushing for 15. So,
yeah.
Right? Isn't that standard reason?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they get at least 15 bucks?
Throw them 15. I'm fine with that.
Right.
Once again, it's not going to break the bank.
No.
It won't.
No. It shouldn't cost you to serve the government.
No.
You get something for jury duty.
Exactly. Right? Exactly right. It shouldn't. 5767710. 744. As we roll through a Friday, St. Patrick's Day morning. Yes, there's snow on the ground. It is not February 17th. It is March 17th on KCMO Talk Radio.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.